Damn Thing live from Sandals, Dunn's River, Jamaica. Trips you could win down here to Sandals with code words all through the show, including another one at 8.
Yeah, here we go for the 100th time. Hand grenade pins in every line. Throw them up and let something shine. Going at them up. My filthy mouth, no excuse. Find a new place to hang this noose. String me up from atop these roofs. Knot it tight so I won't get loose. Truth is, you can stop and stare. Run myself out and no one cares. Dug the trench out, lay down there with a shovel up out of reach somewhere. Yeah, someone pour it in. Make it a dirt dance floor again. Say your prayers and stop it out when they bring that chorus in.
I bleed it out, digging deeper just to throw it away. I bleed it out, digging deeper just to throw it away. I bleed it out, digging deeper just to throw it away. Just to throw it away, just to throw it away. I bleed it out.
Go, stop the show. Choppy words in a sloppy flow. Shotgun opera lock and low. Cock it back and then watch it go. Mama help me, I've been cursed. Death is rolling in every verse.
From Sandals, Dunn's River in Ocho Rios, Jamaica. Here's Jesse and JD. CJ 92 rocks.
We're not selfish jerks. So it's not just us down here rocking the beach. We're here because you have an opportunity to rock said beach at Sandals, Dunn's River, Jamaica with code words every second hour and a trip given away every day.
Yeah. Now, this resort that we're at specifically, the Sandals Resort, it's an adults-only resort. It's a couples resort.
Oh, like, buddy.
Everything is catered to you and a loved one. You come down here if you're, you know, without kids. It's just you and your partner. You'll probably leave with somebody in the belly of your partner. That's what happens down here.
Wow, yeah.
Apparently, people
what a guaranteed offer.
Yeah, people come down here and they get pregnant. That's like the whole vibe down here.
You should put that on a billboard.
Romantic and everything here is luxury. It's awesome. And I knew that coming in. I just didn't really think about it.
Right.
Because I didn't bring a romantic partner. I brought my buddy.
Right.
And we check in at Sandals, which is awesome, by the way. Like, when you get to the airport, they have a whole Sandals lounge where you can get like a beer and a cocktail and like they relax you and they get you ready for what's about to come. And we get shipped over here and check into the room. Beautiful honeymoon suite we got. Big, nice king bed.
I wondered who got the honeymoon suite. Yeah.
Big, beautiful couch. And then I look and I'm like, oh yeah, there's only one bed. And me and my buddy are sharing it for the entire week down here.
So how intimate has it been already?
Let me tell you, it's been very intimate.
Yeah, hey.
We shared a bed last night, which I haven't done with a guy. In a very long time.
Yeah, it was a follow-up question I had was, when was the last time? Can we just pause there very quickly? I know a lot of people know what you look like.
Yeah.
So I think we're all wondering the same question from a logistical standpoint. Yeah. Are you big spoon or little spoon? Because like you're a bigger guy, but like you're not tall big, right?
No. It depends how many beers I have, I guess.
Sure.
Like if I want to cuddle up or if I want someone to cuddle up next to me. But
game time decision.
It's been a while since I've had that happen. And, you know, things are getting crazy in that room with that buddy. And like, it's cool. Whatever. The beds are huge and they're very comfortable. So last night we tried to go like, hey, you sleep on that side, I'll sleep on this side.
Make like a wall with pillows or blankets or anything? Like a bit of a divider? Like you stay on your side, I'll stay on mine?
I just kind of passed out. Didn't really think about that.
Sure. Rookie mistake.
But this being a couple's resort and like being a very romantic place to come to with a partner, there's a glass shower.
Oh, yeah.
With
yeah.
No
I got
wall.
One in my room, too, yeah.
So, like, if someone's in the shower and you're on the bed, you can see that person showering?
Totally.
So this morning I wake up, and I'm like, well, I got to have a quick shower. And my buddy's awake because I'm making some noise in the morning, and I'm literally showering for him. Like, I felt like I was in, like, Amsterdam in one of those little windows where you're
yeah,
you dancing
totally,
around.
Yeah, totally. I've been there, yeah.
And I think I saw a flash go off as I was showering, and I was like, where's your phone?
Don't take pictures. Yeah. No pictures, please.
He said he didn't. Also, the bathroom is pretty intimate as well.
Right.
Because, like, there's kind of a wall, but you could also see into the bathroom if you wanted to.
Right.
I didn't think that part over coming here. Like I said, this is a very romantic place. Like it's meant for the honeymoon kind of stuff, and it's meant for coming with a loved one. Me and my buddy are getting extra close this week, I guarantee it.
Also, a testament to your morning routine, not necessarily the intimacy of it, but the like the decibel level of you doing what you do early in the morning. I bumped into your buddy by the pool as I was walking up here to our rooftop broadcast location here at Sandals Duns River. And I was like, oh, hey, how you doing? What are you doing up so early? He goes, there was a herd of stampeding buffalo in my room about 5 o'clock this morning, and that's what was going on. We are live from Sandals Duns River, Jamaica, with another code word for you at 8 o'clock.
White powder sands, a tropical cocktail, warm beating sun. Ah, damn it!
Leave the Bow River behind and rock the beach.